We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us live now, crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett. Brad, everybody very excited about the development of a vaccine. There's other people behind the scenes who are working, though, to make sure that the vaccine doesn't become an opportunity for organized crime organizations.
And I will tell you, they've already started. Organized crime has. In other words, creating fake websites to convince you, Brian, that they have the vaccine, which obviously they don't, to try to sell you vaccines, to sell you other things like test kits for the vaccine or for the virus. PPE fake sales have been going on since March. They're really good at creating these websites. I think if you expand that beyond personally trying to rip people off and obviously could damage their health, is that you have them also attempting to hack into computer systems at places where the virus is either produced or companies that are involved in the distribution of the vaccine. And I think, maybe one way, Brian, to look at this is you have, well, you and I are talking about the organized crime component, but there's also state-sponsored hackers, i.e. Russia, North Korea, China, et cetera, attempting, again, to put out disinformation, but also to try to hack into distribution systems and the vaccine. And the third, of course, is maybe terrorists are going to try to do it too, to disrupt, to control, to extort, whatever it might be. So law enforcement's got their hands full.
When we talk about organized crime, Brad, I think a lot of us have the picture in our heads of, the mob or something like that, the five families in New York. What shape has organized crime taken in the last 5 or 10 years, and what are the organizations that we're watching out for now?
So there are organizations. They're not the ones that we, watched in The Godfather or some version of that from the movies. But, organized crime is much, on many levels, is much bigger today because you have, groups in Eastern Europe, groups in fill-in-the-blank country that are big-time involved in organized crime that will include the things that you and I are talking about. And so it's one of those things that literally we have to do international investigations. Law enforcement and intelligence communities have to talk to each other, from here to other countries to try to counter some of this. But it's a lot to cover. I mean, think about this. The government, the U.S. government, estimates they take down over 1,000 fake Corona-19 websites a day. And that's just the ones that they catch. So it's really, really potentially a massive problem.
It's kind of crazy to think, though, because some of the things you've mentioned where you're talking about websites that say they will have a vaccine available or a test available. And it seems so easy to not be duped, right? You stick with your trusted pharmacy where you've always gotten your flu shot or you pick up your medicine. You stick with the doctors, the people who you know you can trust. How are there still so many weak spots where people aren't thinking in that way?
Well, I think a combination. And I do think people will mostly do what you just suggested. But I think the combination of we've now entered such an era of disinformation that people don't trust the government. They don't trust that the government will give them accurate information or maybe even provide them an adequate vaccine. So you have that group of people that will move on beyond going through the traditional route. There are others that may not have insurance. They may not be able to afford, you know, going to a traditional doctor, and they see for $10 online they can get, in their mind, the same thing that would cost them much more, or they'd have to go through a doctor to get it. Now, I think we both know that the government is going to provide this at a very, very moderate amount of money. The key is to get it out. But, you know, it's an uphill battle, I think, for some people to want to rely on the system, if you will, to tell them how to do this. So that's part of this frustrating component.
You also mentioned cyber attacks, where you have North Korea, maybe some other nations, looking to attack vaccine developers and their online security. What's in it for a nation like that or another organization to attack? Because in the large part, these vaccine developers, they're going to be providing these vaccines all across the world. I mean, the ransomware, you know, sort of part of it from a small group or one person would, you know, kind of seem obvious. But for a larger organization, what's the benefit?
If you have the formula, you then can make it, or you can alter the formula and make a cheaper version of it. If you're like North Korea, for example, I don't know that they're doing that, but I think it's reasonable. You have that. The idea, Brian, that you could get information about how the vaccine is being moved, where it's being stored, where are the refrigeration units. You know, that takes you to being able to physically go, if you're organized crime, and stealing it. Or ways to, frustrate the distribution system that will further than break us down. I mean, if your goal is the whole sort of breakdown of America, disinformation, you know, things that Russia and China, Russia in particular, are trying every day on many other levels and subjects, it would make sense for them to jump into this. So it's about control, it's about access, and it's about disruption.
Brad, always appreciate your insight and the time this morning. That's Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, talking about some of the threats as a vaccine becomes more and more ready in the UK. One has been approved. We're waiting on that. Maybe 1 week from today that approval could happen for the Pfizer vaccine here in the U.S. And then after that, the deployment of the vaccine, the next big challenge.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.